As we continue with Revelation 11 and the two witnesses, yesterday I got so carried away I went overtime, forgot to sign off. So this is Pastor Dennis, realitycheckseminars.com, continuing talking about the two witnesses. The bloody revolution, the French Revolution, was attempting to destroy Christianity and the Bible and everything that it stood for. And so in 1793, the French assembly that led the revolution banned the Bible, banned Christianity, banned the catechism. And so there were actually many Christians who gave up Christianity, but there were those who held on true to their beliefs, and many of those were put to death. It was a very sad time in the history of the world. But this only lasts a short period of time because anarchy like this destroys a nation. And they had elevated the goddess of reason. They had a profligate woman from a tavern. They put a robe on her and they said, "This represents reason. We are worshiping reason now. We are done with God." And the cry of the revolution was, "Destroy the wretch." And of course, Jesus Christ, in their minds, was the wretch. So they carried the ball way down to the end zone when it comes to evil. But after a few years, after Christianity was banned, they discovered that there was so much chaos in France, and we've referred to a little bit of that, where those who led were destroyed, and then the next generation of those who led were destroyed, and the next wave of those who led were destroyed, and there was so much anarchy and distrust, they believed that they had gone too far, and of course they had. So they rescinded their decree against Christianity, the Bible, and the catechism. And so it then again would be legal to have a Bible, to read it, and to be a Christian. And that was exactly 3 years after they had made the decree that they rescinded it. But for some reason, I don't know why, that decree did not take effect for 6 months. So it was exactly 3.5 years from the time the Bible was banned to the time where the Bible was, so to speak, resurrected in France. And so here we have it. It says that their dead bodies would lie in the street of the great city called Sodom and Egypt. And those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nation will look on their dead bodies for 3.5 days and will not permit their dead bodies to be laid in the tomb. Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and make merry, and they will send gifts to one another because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. It's interesting that people don't like the Bible and what it says to them. It torments them. Why? Because they have guilty consciences. Verse 11, and after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God came into them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell upon those who were beholding them. Here we find the Bible resurrected after 3.5 years of lying dormant or seemingly dead. And by the way, there's a parallel between this and Revelation 13, where it says that one of the heads receives a deadly wound and the deadly wound was healed. How long did that wound, or how long did the power of that deadly wound last? It was 42 months, which is 3.5 years. Here we have 3.5 days. So there's a parallel here. There's a death and there's a resurrection, so to speak. And so after 3.5 days, the breath of life came from God, came into them. They stood on their feet, and great fear fell upon those who were beholding them. Next verse, and they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they went up into heaven in the cloud, and their enemies beheld them. So here, symbolically, it's saying that the Bible not only recovered, was made legal again, people had access to it, but was elevated like it had not been elevated before. So in our next segment, we're going to talk about what it means that the Bible was elevated, so to speak, into the clouds, into the sky. How is the Bible elevated more than ever before? Pastor Dennis, realitycheckseminars.com.